Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 746, an excerpt from the book Soulful Simplicity, How Living with Less Can Lead to So Much More by Courtney Carver. And I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some amazing blogs and books to help you optimize your life. So Courtney Carver should sound familiar. She's a regular author here on the show because I have permission to narrate her blog, BeMoreWithLess.com. You've definitely heard her before if you're a longtime listener. She's also the creator of the year-long course on simplicity that I recommend. And now she has a book that was just released today, which is really exciting. I'm really happy for her and wanted to read an excerpt from it for you. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book Soulful Simplicity, How Living with Less Can Lead to So Much More by Courtney Carver. Making you. I'm going to tell you more about making me, but first I want to check in with you. This first section is mostly about me, how I got to a place where things fell apart, and why I decided to put the pieces together in a completely new way. The next three sections dig into more stories and practical steps to help you simplify your life and suggestions on how to make or remake your space, your time, and most important, your love. I'll continue to share my experiences too, but as much as this book is about me, it is about you. While you are listening, think about your wake-up calls, your breakups, your breakdowns, and the times you've had the opportunity to put the pieces back together. Look for the common threads, not just the bad threads, but the good ones too. I often find my story in other people's stories. We are much more alike than we think. That's the power of sharing the things that happen to us and how we experience them. Perhaps your breakdown wasn't a scary diagnosis and your breakup had nothing to do with a marriage, or maybe it did. The actual wake-up call is not nearly as important as what happens next, and the opportunity to respond to it has no time limit. If your wake-up call came years ago, this is the perfect time to take action and turn it into something powerful. You have an opportunity to rewrite your story and change things about your life or your whole life. If guilt or regret has gotten in the way of change, let it go. Use your feelings of guilt, frustration, and discomfort to motivate a change. Make a change to encourage more health, peace, and love in your life. Make a change and do what is best for you. It's been more than a decade since I answered my wake-up call and began to radically, but very slowly, change my life. I changed my diet, paid off my debt, decluttered my home until there were empty rooms, cleaned out my closet, quit my job, created work I love, downsized from a big house to a small apartment, deepened my relationships, owned my introvertedness, became soul-centered, and took my life back. I didn't plan to make all of these changes, but each one inspired and encouraged the next. 10 years might sound like a long time to change, but it feels like the blink of an eye. A scary diagnosis was my invitation to change. I had other wake-up calls, but I was too busy and distracted to hear, let alone answer them. Once I made a little time and space to hear my inner voice, to really listen, changing got easier, even exciting. As my inner voice became easier to hear, I was able to connect with my heart and gain more clarity about what I really wanted in my life. Maybe this is your wake-up call. My wake-up call was a phone call from my neurologist's office telling me I had multiple sclerosis. I didn't need someone to tell me I was sick to know I was. I knew things weren't right, but it felt easier to just keep going. How many times have you thought this isn't working, or something's not right, or things have to change? Those thoughts and words are from your inner voice. It's your wake-up call calling. You don't need a scary diagnosis or major crisis to wake up. No one needs to tell you because you already know. Your inner voice has been trying to tell you, but in case it's been a challenge to find time and space to listen through the chaos, see if you can find your wake-up call here. This is your wake-up call if if your life is on autopilot, if you never put yourself first, if you become someone you don't recognize to please other people or to chase some version of success that doesn't resonate with you, if you're constantly numbing out with food, shopping, booze, TV, or other distractions, if you're worn down, beat up, stressed out, and completely depleted, getting your wake-up call is not the hard part, even though it might hurt a little bit. Answering the call is. Choosing to answer the call instead of ignoring it is hard because you know if you do, things are going to change, and change is scary. That said, ignoring your call is worse, especially once you know it's time to change. So often we want to jump into action. We want the roadmap or step-by-step instructions, but part of making you is making the map. Before you begin to create the map, it helps to have a clear understanding of why you need a map in the first place. Why simplicity? Why change? What is motivating your journey? The answers will be different for everyone and they may change over time, but having a strong list of whys will encourage you along the way, especially if things get tough. Simplicity and most big change are a matter of the heart. If your heart isn't in the game, permanent change doesn't stand a chance. Really understand your motivation to change. What's pulling on your heart? For instance, quitting sugar to lose 10 pounds to fit into your high school jeans for a reunion may get your ego's attention, but it might not speak to your heart. But if you think quitting sugar will help you sleep better, prevent cancer, and live longer, now it's a matter of the heart. Change is scary, but looking back over the past 10 years, I'm so grateful I did it despite my fear. The more stress I released, the more time and space I created. Finally, there was room for more love, self-love, love for my family, work I love, all the love. Each change I made to simplify my life demonstrated that less stuff equals more love. I can't tell you what your reasons are, but I do know once you identify them, vocalize them, and write them down, you will never look back. Once simplifying your life becomes a matter of the heart, you will connect with like-minded people and find the strength you need to let go of the clutter, the busyness, and all of the other things standing between you and what matters most. One thing to note about living a soulful simplicity is that it's not a quick fix or something you do once. It's more like exercise where you have to keep practicing, keep starting over, and keep coming back. It's always here for you, but it's up to you to practice, connect, and reconnect with it. Make this journey about making you. Think about what you are made of and what you want your life to be. Then make it. You just listened to an excerpt from the book Soulful Simplicity, How Living With Less Can Lead to So Much More by Courtney Carver. Big thanks to Courtney for letting me narrate some of the book here for you. It's awesome that this is out now. You can find the book on Amazon and of course on her site, bemorewithless.com. And she just reopened her Simple Living course. It's a year-long course that features a bunch of the authors that I narrate right here, like The Minimalists, Mark and Angel, Kay Flanders, and more. So for more about that, just go to oldpodcast.com/learn. I do hope you check out her book and show her support. She's been nice enough to be a contributor here for a long time. Oh, and I'm actually doing something special at the end of the year, and a special guest is actually going to narrate Courtney's blog for you. It's not Courtney, but a special guest. You'll have to stay tuned to find out who. So I'm going to leave it there for today. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.